This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. This week, students, parents, and educators and the general public have had an opportunity to meet the candidates interested in becoming the new superintendent of Philadelphia schools. WHYY's education reporter Mallory Falk tuned into the live-streamed meet and greets. The last one was last evening, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning.
Mallory, let's get a sense of this pool of finalists.
Sure. All three of the finalists are men who've worked in education. None of them are from Philadelphia. That has gotten some pushback from community members who've asked why there are no local candidates and why there are no women finalists. But these three men all, you know, started off as teachers and kind of rose through the ranks in their education systems.
Okay. And Monday, candidate John Davis of Baltimore introduced himself. Tell us about him.
Yes, so Davis is currently the chief of schools in Baltimore. Before that, he worked in DC public schools, starting off as a kindergarten teacher and rising through the ranks. And he stressed that he has decades of experience working in school districts with similar demographics to Philly.
There is synergy between what I've seen in DC and Baltimore and what the opportunity and challenges that are facing the students in the community here in Philadelphia.
So it sounds like he's saying he's been there, done that. There's not a big difference from city to city.
Yeah, I mean, he did acknowledge he has a lot to learn about Philadelphia that he would, you know, study if he moved here. But his point was that he has, you know, decades of experience to draw on if he were chosen for the job.
Okay, and then Tuesday came around and Krish Mohip of Illinois said hello. Tell us about Krish Mohip.
Yeah, so Mohip currently serves, is with the State Board of Education in Illinois. He started his career in the Chicago public school system. And more recently, he was brought in to lead schools in Youngstown, Ohio, after a state takeover of that district.
My belief is that every child can learn, and that every child has the ability to learn, and it's up to the adults to make it happen. So if a student didn't learn the lesson for the day, it's not that student's fault. Right? It's more about how can we shift and change the way we're instructing so kids can be successful.
And how would that shift manifest? Did he describe anything?
Yeah, he talked about different supports that he's put in place to, and he used the term instructional framework to help teachers, you know, provide the best and strongest education possible for students. And he talked a little bit about, you know, how that educational philosophy actually shows up in teacher training in the classroom.
Okay, and let's talk about the final finalist. It was last night, and folks heard from Tony Watlington of North Carolina. What do we know about him?
Sure. So he leads a school district called Rowan-Salisbury in North Carolina. Like the other candidates, he has experience as a teacher and principal. And he also started off as a bus driver and custodian. So he said he kind of knows, you know, every role in the district. And he said he'd like to see the Philadelphia school district become a beacon of hope.
That says this is how a majority Black and brown school district ensures that all students understand and experience what academic excellence looks like.
Okay. Now, what major themes have emerged from these roundtables, Mallory?
During the roundtables, there were a lot of questions about the candidates' educational philosophies, how they would increase equity both within the school district of Philadelphia and between Philly and wealthier suburbs with more resources for schools. They also asked about how the candidates would build trust with students, parents, and teachers. Something we heard again and again in these meetings is that stakeholders would like a more transparent school district.
Any other challenges awaiting the new superintendent?
Sure. So, you know, we're now more than 2 years into a pandemic that disrupted school. It affected learning and students' mental health. A lot of teachers are experiencing burnout and considering whether or not to stay in schools. There's been a rise in gun violence in Philadelphia, and that's affecting students. And there are also kind of persistent concerns here about conditions in school buildings, things like mold and asbestos, and how to ensure all students have access to a safe and healthy learning environment.
Yeah. What's next in the process? When will the school board make a final decision?
So the school board has said their goal is to make that decision next week. Superintendent Height is staying on through the end of the school year, and they would like a really smooth, seamless transition between his tenure and the new superintendent, whoever that is.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mallory Falk, WHYY's education reporter.